Every week, the Quad City Times publishes the big story, an in-depth report in the Sunday paper. Yesterday, Lacey Scarmana got to talk with Dan Petrella, the Springfield Bureau Chief for Lee Enterprises Newspapers, which includes the Quad City Times. They talked about the ongoing budget stalemate in Illinois and progress on a potential budget in the state Senate.
Dan, we talked just about a month ago about the state of the budget stalemate. And at that point, it didn't look like either side was really willing to budge. We have seen a bit of progress in the Senate, though, since then. Can you tell me about what's happened in the past month?
Sure. It came out in late December, early January, that Senate President John Cullerton and Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio had gotten together on their own, apart from the meetings that had been going on among all four of the legislative leaders and Governor Bruce Rauner, and started forging their own package of proposals. It's 13 bills now that include tax increases, some reforms to issues like workers' compensation and public employee pensions, new casino licenses at six different places around the state. So just a whole host of issues that the legislature has been discussing for a long time and putting it together in sort of what some people are calling a grand bargain to try to end the impasse. Committee hearings on those proposals started this week, and there had been talk of maybe even pushing them to the Senate floor for a vote this week. That's looking unlikely now. Some questions are starting to be raised. Some of the opposition is becoming clear, with groups like the Illinois Chamber of Commerce lining up against the package altogether, and other groups like teachers unions targeting certain parts of it that they don't like a temporary property tax freeze and some changes that would allow school districts more flexibility to hire third-party contractors to do things like janitorial service and food service. So it's going to be some heavy lifting to try and get it through, and there's some concern among some lawmakers that the more they slow down, the less likely it is that the deal will get through the Senate.
What did the Chamber of Commerce take issue with?
They are concerned particularly that the workers' compensation reforms don't go far enough from the business perspective to reduce their costs for workers' compensation insurance. They also don't like some of the tax proposals, one of which would levy a new opportunity tax on businesses in Illinois that would be based on their payroll of employees in Illinois. So they said there's some stuff that they like in it, but overall they view it as a net negative for the business community. And that's significant because the chamber has been very closely aligned with Governor Rauner, and so some people are starting to see that as maybe a signal of where he and his administration are at on the plan, although he's been very careful about not weighing in publicly on the merits of individual parts of it at this point, and is just saying that he's encouraged that those discussions are happening.
We are talking just before Governor Rauner's State of the State address. You have some excerpts from it, though. What kinds of things will he say about it during that address?
Sure. He is expected to, despite the fact that they have not been able to come to a budget agreement in his 2 years in office now, he's expected to sound sort of an optimistic tone about where the state is headed, particularly noting these bipartisan discussions that are going on in the Senate, encouraging lawmakers to work together across the aisle to solve some of these problems. And he is also going to tout some of what he views as his accomplishments, issues like increasing efficiency in government and increasing funding for elementary and secondary education, which has been one area that's kind of been spared some of the pain that other areas of the budget have experienced, because budgets for that particular aspect of state spending have been allowed to go forward during the impasse.
So Democrats and Republicans have obviously butted heads over the state budget. Looking at it objectively, does it seem like both sides are getting their fair share of wishes in this proposed plan?
That's sort of where the debate lies. You know, there's acknowledgement, at least in the Senate, that everybody's going to have to make some sacrifices. The question is, have university students and people who rely on the state for services like breast cancer screenings and sexual assault victim counseling and all sorts of other issues, have they already made more sacrifices than they should have had to make because of the lack of a budget for the last year and a half?
And we are operating without one now. There was, as part of that deal over the summer, I believe, some things like K-12 education were funded through the year. But Are we going to get to a point where at least some of those necessary services will get funding before this budget might get passed?
That is the big question. Part of the Senate deal would fund higher education and social services through the end of the budget year, which ends June 30th. But that's uncertain right now, and that's part of this series that our papers in the Quad Cities and throughout the state are going to be launching on Sunday, is a look at the impact that that lack of funding or lack of consistent funding has had on everything from universities to the state's investments to sort of service agencies. And we've written a lot about this over the past year or two, and now we're really trying to sort of bring it all together and put it in sharp focus, just what this standoff has meant to people across the state.
And going forward, you mentioned the budget might not go to a Senate vote as quickly as I think the leaders had hoped. What's next for this? What process needs to happen for this to get to the governor's desk?
Well, first it has to get to the Senate floor and be approved. They have positioned the bills procedurally so that they can do that in a relatively quick manner, although there are some amendments to these bills that were filed yesterday and some possible new amendments coming. So it's a question of how quickly they are going to be able to pull the trigger. From what I'm hearing, the Democrats are still pretty committed to things as they stand. They want to know where the Republicans are, whether they're still on board. And Republicans that I spoke to yesterday are still encouraged by the deal, want it to go forward, but just want to make sure that it's a good deal for everybody, that everybody gets something and everybody gives something as well.
Well, I imagine this will remain a big story for at least the foreseeable future here in Illinois. So, Dan, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks very much for having me.
It was Lacey Scarmata talking with Dan Petrella, the Springfield Bureau Chief for Lee Enterprise Newspapers. He's writing about the state budget impasse in Illinois for the big story in this Sunday's edition of the Quad City Times.